It's Saturday Night Live. It's Mark Pyers. And it's real talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind
and help my living.
It's real talk. This is the daily vlog, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves to amplify your current state. And I'm here with you on Saturday, officially Saturday, for day 334 in a row of Real Talk. And my people over on Insta, thank you for joining. But please head over to YouTube. The show is so much better when you can hear it in multi-track HD. So head over to YouTube. I'm appreciating everybody who's been going over and subscribing to the Real Talk show on YouTube. That is the platform of choice going forward, just because everything gets saved. And if you guys were a part of last night's show, if you had a chance to watch the replay, holy cow, we broke into an original improvisation in the middle of the song, right after we played Free, which is one of my originals from when I was 19 years old. And I just started strumming a C chord and then just started singing to you guys like it's Friday night. And before you know it, a message came out. A message that was so strong, so powerful. And I hope you guys will take a look at this clip. I put it out earlier. It's on Instagram. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. And it's called We Could Be the Change. And that came out in the moment. So I want you guys to check it out. I'll tell you guys, yesterday was a phenomenal episode of Real Talk, and it wasn't just the night episode. The day episode from the studio was so good yesterday. So I'm putting the entire day together. Day 333 in a row will be podcast number 39 or number 40. I think it has to be 39 because it's threes, right? 39, 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9, 30. It's got to be number 39. So it's the next podcast. We just determined that right now. So anyway, I'm with you guys for SNL. We're going to get some music going tonight. And last night I played you that John Mayer song. I had every intention of playing that Maroon 5 song for you guys, Memories. And I'm going to play it for you. But the problem was I printed out lyrics and the chords. And I heard the song a few times today. And I'm like ready to go. And I get home and I try the chords and it's a totally different key. It's like singing it lower than he sings it. And look, I get it. He's got a higher pitched voice. So most people can't sing his notes, you know, but I'm prepped and ready to sing that song. So tomorrow I will be getting the actual chords. And then I may just have to watch. I think they did a live on Howard Stern recently. So I'll just watch the guitar player and see what chords he's playing. I'm pretty sure it starts in an A instead of a G. The one I have here says G. So anyway, what we're going to do today, just because I know many of you do not have the capacity to stay on for a full hour and a half, because that's what we're doing tonight. Just want you to know, just like we did last night, just like we did on Thanksgiving Eve. But I will play you the John Mayer song because it's something you guys probably know. And it's a pretty killer tune. It's actually a lot of fun. I'm enjoying playing this tune. So let's have at it. I think we should tune the guitar first, though. What do you think about that? Now, I don't know if anybody's on Facebook or YouTube right now. Someone please shoot a note over so I can know whether or not the chat is working. And if it's not, I don't know. I'm going to have to get that worked out. So anyway, let's play this John Mayer tune. It's very hard to see this far away. You guys know I'm reading off lyrics, so I'm just going to pull it closer. You see the back of the lyrics. Who cares? Because I need to be able to read the lyrics at least, guys. They're very small on this page. All right, let's see how we're going to sound on this one. Thank you.
inside your jaw at home, all alone. Pushing 40 in the friend zone. We talk and then you walk away every day. Oh, you don't think twice about me. Maybe you're right without me, but if you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in the blue light. Yeah, if you give me just one night, you meet me in the moonlight. Oh, I wanna take two, I wanna break through, I wanna know the real thing about you, so I can see you in a new light. Take a ride up to Malibu, just to watch us take a look at you, look at you. One wedding with your friends knew. Who cares what other people say anyway? Oh, we can go far from the end, make a new world together, baby. Cause if you give me just one night, I'm gonna see you in a new light. Yeah, if you give me just one night, underneath the moonlight. Oh, I wanna take two, I wanna break through, I wanna know the real thing about you, so I can see you in a new light.
It's a cool tune, I have to say. So, I don't know if it sounded okay, guys. I'm just trying to roll with it. I got lyrics over here. I think we can put that one down now, though. So, anyway, how's everyone doing? Did you guys have a nice weekend? Hopefully, you got something going after Thanksgiving. Most people just take the rest of the week off. Like, literally. School? Nah, just let the kids take off till Monday. I think it may even be Tuesday. I don't know. I thought I saw my son. I think he said earlier, he was like, yeah, we don't go back till Tuesday. I don't know if that's true. Someone let me know. Are my kids home until Tuesday? Is that really what's going on here? I'm working. I mean, I was out all day today. I couldn't even come out here to do a show for you guys. But I'm here for SNL. Now, I know it's overkill, guys, right? Twice a day. But look, I'd go 10 times a day. If I didn't have to go and sell real estate in order to make a living, I would be live even more, just letting you know. Just be forewarned. We're just pouring it on. And that's what that song was about yesterday. If you guys didn't hear the song, it was just totally wild. And the concept was, you know, I started this 334 days ago now. And, yeah, I don't know why I have this thing in my mind that says I don't want to miss a day ever, but I don't want to miss a day ever. And I just have this, I don't know if it's the entrepreneur in me, but something keeps telling me that it's not interesting if I have a daily vlog. It's interesting if I've done it every day for 5,000 days. If I've been doing it every day and I never took a day off, that's when it becomes interesting. Not that I have a vlog. Oh, I have a vlog. All right, everyone has a vlog. How committed are you to that vlog? That's the question. You know, we go through our lives looking for purpose. Sometimes it hits you in the face. Sometimes you have to be willing to take the pain for a moment and say, you know what? I gotta keep pushing through. Because it's clear. It's clear that I should be here instead of out there in the world doing something else. And look, self-start, that's all I could tell you. You got to self-start. If you know you have something that you've been tapped with, you've got a self-start. No one's going to come and recognize it in you. You hear stories of that. Ooh, yeah, they found so-and-so in. Oh, they were walking by and they saw. They heard this guy speaking, and all of a sudden, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Because I could tell you, you put me in front of people and we're going. Right now, it's just trying to reach some ears. And then I'll see somebody who just has the following already, and they put out something that's not even good content, 150,000, millions of views. And I'm like, just because people know they exist, they're getting the views. This is why it's a daily mission to keep driving at it. Because right now, when I put out a great show like yesterday and I got 40 views or 50 views after 24 hours, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous that this world is not even recognizing what we're doing here yet. 40 to 50 people saw what we did last night. That's it in this world. So now I'm going to ask everybody who watches, start sharing this content. Because I will notice one thing. I appreciate it if you do it. The people that do it, new eyes see the show. You have to remember, you have a world around you. That world does not recognize this program because only you know about it. But your world, your Facebook world, your Instagram world, they want to know what you're into. And if you like this program and you start sharing something, a message from the show that you really like, hey guys, you got to check this out. I really got something from this. I hope you do too. And it, by the way, tune in. Every day, whether you can or not, this guy's on. So just if you have a moment and you ever want to see a live show and you want to see some straight, unscripted passion coming from somewhere else, tune in. And so, like I said, I think it's 334 days. I think it's about time we start getting more of a roll here, you know? And I think it's going to be, I said this, right now they've made it almost impossible to build a following on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc., unless you pay. You have to pay for views. It's a crazy thing that's all for them to continue to monopolize the system. But I got into it late. Like I got onto Instagram. I joined Instagram many years ago. I just didn't do anything with it. But I didn't start this show till December 31st. And if anybody knows anything about Instagram, most of the people that are watching on Instagram know this. They changed so many guidelines this year. The only person who can access your account is you. You can't have a social media manager. You can't have people out there trying to talk about your profile. And it's just a very weird thing that's going on right now. So grassroots doesn't work anymore. Now I'm trying to break the mold and say, look, I'll just keep going every day until it happens. And that's it. That's the mission statement, guys. Just keep going every day until it happens, till we have such a Groupon. And that's the thing. This show is such a good deal. It's free of charge. It's free energy for you to take into your lives. If you choose to. And I think the world needs it more than ever. The world needs it more than ever. And man, this line from yesterday keeps haunted. It's like haunting me. It's haunting me, this line where it's just said, I hope you guys don't mind, but I think it's about time for me to do what I'm doing, you know? And then something, it rhymed. Whatever I said rhymed with, now watch the pendulum swing. And I was like, what? It's ridiculous, the stuff that happens in a moment. When we connect to that energy, it's amazing what happens. It is unbelievable. And so let's get into another song. What do you say? Oh, goodness. I got my people on. Fairfield, Connecticut representing. I love it. And Michael, my buddy Michael's on. Sally's on. This is great, guys. We got a little crew over here on Insta. Now, Insta, because you guys are actually tuning in right now, do me a favor. Open up a new window if you have that option. Or once you tune out of this, go to YouTube and just type in Mark Pyers Real Talk. And subscribe and ding the bell. Because that's where it sounds great and looks great right now. And I could do cool stuff like this. What? So what we're going to do on this point, right at this point, I'm going to show you guys the three screen shoot. This is the three screen shoot of Mark Pyers Real Talk. And this gives you an opportunity to see what I'm doing, the entire body. This is everything that's happening with the beat seat. So let's play you something and see how it goes. Sounds better. I'm trying to get enough volume so I could hear myself nicely in the room, you know what I mean? But without feeding back. All right, so this is a song I wrote many years ago, actually only about 8 years ago, which is actually many years. And it's called Growing Up. And I'm probably going to do some crazy looping, vocal looping on this one. So let's just see where it goes. Let's have some fun. It's Saturday night. Live.
Growing up.
one life. You won't blink and miss the ride. I'm finally growing up.
That everything except for the loop was good. I just keep, you know, keep trying to get it to work. I just have to learn, if it doesn't go in on the first try, just move on. Just move on and just go with the song. Just jam, vocal jam, you know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be some crazy 15-minute jam, Mark. Okay, come on. How about we get into the song, out of the song, and move on to the next song? How about that? My people, you guys are awesome over on Instagram. Please remember to go over to YouTube, ding the bell, subscribe, because that's where we're live right now. And ooh, it sounds great there, and it looks great there. And the shows don't disappear after 24 hours like they do over here on Insta. I'm going to play you a really cool tune here. I don't know if I remember it all, but I want you to hear the vibe of it. It's called People Just Don't Care, and I wrote it when I was 18 years old. Or 19. I wrote it when I was really young. And it's a really cool tune. If I can remember how to play the lead along with it, it'll be pretty awesome. All right, let's see if I can remember it. It'd go a little something like this.
People just don't care.
don't even know my name. Guess what, guess what, guess what, you don't even care. People just don't care. They just don't care. Play you another original because I figure we're on to it. We did People Just Don't Care. We did We Grow. We played a John Mayer song. Let's play another Mark Pyers original. How about that? So there's a funny story, but when I recorded this last album, it was at Carriage House Studios, it was at Clinton Studios in New York City. And at the time, Bob Dylan was recording his album upstairs. And they couldn't tell me. So I only found this out like months later. And I'm like, what? Bob Dylan was there? I could have like walked in, ran into Bob Dylan. Didn't happen. It would have been nice. Would have been really nice, actually, to run into Bob Dylan. But we recorded at Clinton Studios, and we did a great album. That last album, that's where we got this. So that's the title track. It's called Something to Live For. And there's a track I wrote while I was in the studio called We've Got Time. And the hook, the chorus, is about magic, about, you know, you are the magic in me, you hold the cards, you work the strings that no one else can see. You do that voodoo, hoodoo to me. I've got to get it back. Those are the lines. And it's a little bit deeper than just being about, you know, holding strings and magic. And at the time when I wrote this, I was actually doing a lot of magic. It's such a goofy thing. But I really liked David Blaine magic tricks. And I just thought it was like, when I was younger, I was like, I want to learn how to do all of his magic tricks. So I figured it all out. Like, I could do any David Blaine card trick. If you want to ever ask me, I usually have a set of cards somewhere. I've got one inside my, I haven't done these in a while, but I wanted to learn how to do all of his tricks. So I figured them all out. And I was doing them for a while. So while I was in Clinton Studios recording this album, I needed to get 13 songs. That's my thing. Every album has to have 13 songs on it. I was born on the 13th. 13 is my number. This year, it's been 13 years since I recorded my last album. I have to get it done in the last month of this year. So I'm going to work on it. But let me play you the song that I wrote while I was in the studio. We've Got Time. The worst when I like have a good intro and then I gotta ruin it by doing a tuning. Something's off here though. All right, let's give it a shot. So this is called We've Got Time.
Does that mean to me?
What does that mean to you? So take me away from my miseries. We've only got time, we've only got time. You are the only magic in me. You roll the cards, you work the strings that no one else can see. You do that voodoo voodoo to me. I've got to get you back. Hey, you are the only magic in me. You roll the cards, you work the strings no one else can see. You do that voodoo voodoo to me. I've got to get you back. We've only got time, we've always got time. We've only got time, we've always got time. Get up, keep on moving, keep on grooving. Find that movement, we've only got time, we've only got time. Lies as the ground beneath me begins to shake. Hey, people often say, just breathe, be good. What does that mean to me? What does that mean to you? Take me away from my miseries. We've only got time, we've only got time. The cards, work the strings, no one else can see. You do that hoodoo voodoo of me. I've got to get you back. Cards, you work the strings that no one else can see. You do that hoodoo hoodoo to me. I've got to get you back. This is a different ending than I usually have for it. This is my favorite thing about playing music, is I think every single time I've played my songs, they're different. I've never played my songs exactly the same. It's the same thing I loved about being on stage. I loved taking a script and making it my own on a daily. Anybody who did a play with me ever knows that. Every time I was on stage, it was different. And it may have jarred people because like they didn't know what the hell I was going to do next. But I like things like that. I want the moment to be rich. I want it to take me somewhere. I don't want to live a normal life, guys. I don't know about you, but I want my moments to be grand. I want them to just take me somewhere different than I am. I just want to feel like in a moment, like it's special, I'm special. And I feel like you have to create action in order for that to be possible. We all have the ability to do things that are special, but it requires effort. It requires acknowledgement. And serious awareness. You gotta have some serious awareness. So who's on with me? Let's see. Photography Belmont! I'm loving it. Let's see who else is over here. It's hard for me to see sideways, guys. I want you to understand. I'm filming the screen, so everybody on Insta, please go over to YouTube right now. Just type in Mark Pyers Real Talk, and the show is live over there, so you don't have to, like, do anything. Just click the link, and you're there. And I think it's only, like, a three-second delay. So realistically, you're going to get there, and you'll be like, oh, I didn't miss much. You won't miss much. In fact, what we'll do right here, I'm just going to let you get there. Ready? I'm going to give you a moment of silence to get over to YouTube and subscribe and ding the bell, everybody over on Insta, because I got a nice group of people on Insta right now, and I want everybody to come join us on YouTube. So what we're going to do is I'm going to sit here for a second and allow you to do the transfer over to YouTube, and make sure you ding that bell. What do you guys think about incorporating impressions into the Real Talk show? I think I explained this to you a couple weeks ago, but my father, when, you know, again, I've been doing this for 334 days, and we've had conversations along the way on, you know, things that they like and questions. You know, look, I've been an entertainer my entire life, whether I knew it or not. That's what I was born to do. And, you know, so my father at some point said, you know, when are you going to start doing your impressions? And I was like, I don't think that fits in. I don't think that Real Talk and impressions are, like, connected, you know? Because Real Talk is about speaking real truth, connecting to the universe, and allowing the magic of that to happen. And so when I explained that to him, he said, yeah, but the impressions are you, and you're saying your own stuff as those impressions. You make it your own thing. It's kind of your uniqueness, you know? Being able to do Christopher Walken and say anything as Christopher Walken is a bit of a talent. And to never, ever do it again just because I'm doing something different now is kind of a weird thing. This is why my mindset is like, I think that the perfect show is everything in one. It's everything in one. Like, I got to be able to take you from this great moment where we're building and we're doing something positive with music to laughing, laughter, whole different emotional spectrum. And the only thing I don't want to bring you guys is negativity. That's the only thing in my spectrum I want to stay away from. I want to just be like from positivity up, just like from that 50% up. You just have to be just over the line of 50% and you are 100% positive. Does anybody know what I mean when I say that? I say that all the time. Like, I say that all the time. If you are 51% positive and 49% negative, you are 100% positive. You just need to get over the line. I'm not asking you to get to 100%. I'm doing my best to try to just be over the line. You know what I mean? Like, if you could just be just a touch over, everything in your life will change. Everything will appear differently to you. There's a quote that I live by, Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote, and I used to live by it, but now I've written so many of my own quotes that I live by that one I just tell you about. But change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. It's a great quote because it will remind you that every single thing in your life, you just have a perspective on it. You have a current perspective on that. And if it's a negative perspective and you're not getting anything out of that perspective, you got to shift it. You got to shift the way you're looking at it. And inevitably, when you look at that differently, it will appear different. Everything about it will be different. Your approach to it will be different. The way you attack it, everything will be different. So change the way you look at things. The things you look at change. It's a great quote by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And so shoot me some notes. I don't know if the chat's working right now on YouTube. But it looks like maybe some people took off from the Insta show over to YouTube. Which, look, the other thing I would say, if you are on Insta and you haven't done that yet, at a certain point we get cut off here. We only get an hour on Insta. YouTube, I think we could do 8 hours. At some point, it's not today, but at some point we're going to test that. We're going to do a full day. Who would tune in if I went on all day? Like, who would go on like multiple times? Just be like, I wonder what he's doing now. Oh, he's eating lunch. Oh, he's writing a note. Like, what do you do over 8 hours? I don't even understand that one. You just like do a screening of Lord of the Rings or something? Like, Here, we're going to play two episodes of Lord of the Rings. There's 8 hours for you. The last song of the evening yesterday, Pretty Song, was phenomenal, guys. I don't know if you saw that one. That was a hot tune. And that was for my buddy Mark. Little Mark, actually, it was his birthday 2 days ago, and that's his favorite song. I actually recorded that song in New Haven at Diamond Street, my apartment, when I was maybe 19 years old. I wrote that song, Pretty Song. And it's a great, great tune. And he mixed that for me that night. And it's the same thing. Whenever I had anybody giving me energy, I just took it to a different level. And we recorded a pretty cool track that night. I think I got to put a capo on here and play you guys something. Let's get something going here. What do you say? You know what I think we should play? I don't know if it'll be good because I'm really getting kind of tired here. You guys want to hear something to live for? We always get this version. Maybe we should play our own version, a little acoustic version. What do you think? You know what? Let's do it and let's get funky on it. Let's take it down a level and let's get funky on something to live for. Cars as I smile and roll on by. No offense, that's just me living. So many perfect ways to spend your days. It hit me. There's something to live for. There's something to die for. There's something to live for. Yeah, 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 yeah. Walking down the road today, looking for another way. Ease my mind and help my living. I look into the windows of the passing cars as I smile and roll on by. No offense, that's just living. So many perfect ways to spend your days. It hit me. There's something to live for. There's something to die for. There's something to live for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something to live for. Amazing how often I forget the old day. Lying in the field under the sun while the birds fly around and sing. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's something to live for. There's something to die for. There's something to live for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something to die for. Thank you.
silently thought there's something to live for.
I haven't played that in a while, guys. Ooh, looks like we're at 48 seconds here on Insta, everybody. So join me over on YouTube. But we're about to call it a night anyway. Did an hour over here on YouTube. I think that's enough. I got to go build a beat seat. I got to get that out. And tomorrow, of course, we got a busy day. 30 seconds.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No, no. Hit the road. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road. Hit the road.
Until tomorrow, guys. Because tomorrow, this is for Insta. It's 6 seconds, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's real talk. We got to give it to him on the way out, guys. They got to get it over on Insta. I don't need to save that because we have the recording here. Just save it to the story so then people can see it for the next 24. But you know what I'm going to do since this is the end of the evening? I will actually play you Hit the Road, Jack as the finale for this evening. And then I look forward to tomorrow's show. I'm going to get that Maroon 5 song going for you. And if you have any other requests, Sunday night is supposed to be request night on the beat seat. So if you have any songs you want to hear, just make sure you shoot them out. Send me a DM and I'll take care of them. I'll print out the lyrics and I'll work on it for a second or two before we go live. And even if it's horrible, I'll give it a shot. So my man Ray Charles had a song that I love playing. It's called Hit the Road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Oh, no. Hit the road, Jack. But don't you come back no more. Listen, listen, pretty baby. Don't you dream it this way. I'll be back on my feet someday. It don't matter if it's you. Cause it's understood. You ain't got no money. You just ain't no good. Kiss if you say so. I've got to pack my bags and go. Hit the road, hit the road. Hit the road, hit the road. Hit the road, hit the road. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Oh no. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Hit the road. Hit the road. Hit the road, hit the road, hit the road, hit the road, hit the road. I won't jump in the road, child. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, hit the road, hit the road, hit the road, hit the road. Love that, hit the road, child. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. But don't you come back no more. No more. But don't you come back no more. No more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, hit the road. You come back no more.
If I'm gonna go out, I'm going out. If you're gonna put it out, put it out. Don't just go out there and do it. Put it all on the line. Take everything that's inside of you and let it all out. Let the world feel what's inside of you. I love that song because Ray Charles knew how to grab the emotion of life and just squeeze it. and make you feel it. And whenever I play his song, whenever I play that track, I'm just so just jazzed to be like alive that that song exists. It's a great song to sing to someone who just doesn't deserve your time. And I sing it to you guys because you do deserve what I'm doing, and I deserve to have you here with me. Like, we are together here. But when I sing Hit the Road Jack to you guys, it's a short goodbye. It's a less than 24-hour goodbye. It's a Hit the Road Jack. But I'll see you tomorrow for day 335. I love that song. Who's on with me? Shoot me a note, right? Oh, you know what? Now that my phone is no longer recording over on Instagram, I can officially go and see if anyone's saying anything over on Facebook real quick before we go and say goodnight. Now, this is how comfortable I am on this show, where I could just sit here and be like, whatever, I'm just going to hang out over here. The road, Jack. I'll see you tomorrow. Ah, my man, Mike Green. Oh, all right, listen, guys. That's me right there, dude. Are you serious? All right, so check this out. I'm about to tell you guys something here that's going to blow your minds. Mike Green, my buddy. I've talked about this before. I'm going to share it with you guys right now because you know what? We did an hour of music, but we usually do about an hour and a half here on YouTube each night. And I'm just going to share something with you, okay? And Mike, I hope you go over to YouTube and subscribe and ding the bell over there, buddy. In seventh grade, I grew up in New Jersey, and I had a dear friend. I had lots of friends down there. I mean, I was a baseball player, soccer player, and lots of sports. I played sports. And honestly, guys, I am no different now than I've ever been. I've always been this way. I've always just wanted people to, I wanted to get along with everybody. I don't want anybody to fight. So the story I'm about to tell you is, it involves Mike Green. So I'm in seventh grade, and we're in art class. This is the first day of seventh grade. And we're in art, and the end of our class, we're doing calligraphy, and I see these two kids across the room that are picking on this small kid, Mike Citron. And Mike and I weren't that close. I knew Mike. He was in seventh grade with me. But it's not like I would say he was like my buddy or anything. It's just I just knew him. And so I think that was what his name was. Anyway, may not have been Mike Citron. I think he actually might have been from New Canaan, now that I think of it. Anyway, some other dude. So I go over to these guys, and I'm like, and I'm just in passing, hey guys, leave him alone. That's all I said. Hey guys, leave him alone. Well, these guys decided to leave that kid alone, and they decided to torture me for the entire seventh grade year. Now, the end of this story, and that, so you could be like, okay, it's all right. I moved away at the end of seventh grade, not because of this, but it just so happened to coincide. Seventh grade, I start getting picked on by these guys on a daily basis. And not just one of them, both of them. And if anybody knows me, remembers me at all from when I was younger, I didn't hit puberty until like senior year in high school, end of senior year. Like, I joke, one of my comedy bits when I used to perform on stage was that I would be the senior walking through the school. I got along with everybody. I'd be walking through the halls, and I'd be like, they'd be like, hey, what's up, Mark? I'd be like, hey guys, how's it going? What's going on? Hey, have a great weekend. Very cool. Like, I didn't hit puberty till like April of senior year. I was 5'6" until like April of senior year. I didn't even play baseball as a man. I quit playing baseball when I was still a child because the coach was, that's another story. Anyway, I was a kid. Okay. And these guys were like men already. John Bruno and Rich. Oh, maybe if Mikey, if you're on still, let me know. Rich, what was his last name? Rich. I can't think of that dude's name, but he had this twitch, a little bit of a twitch to him. He scared the hell out of me. These guys scared the hell out of me. They were big guys. So daily, all day long, they would throw me up against lockers. They'd punch me in the stomach. They'd beat me up. And I was terrified. Terrified to even go to school. I was terrified to turn the corner because I thought I was going to see John Bruno, or they just take me and throw me up against the locker and start wailing on me. Now, it got to the point where there were A through G wings. It was massive school in seventh grade. And this was just Tom Driver Intermediate East. There was like West, I think, and South. And so, no, there's North and South. I don't think there was a West, Tom's River West, but somebody who's from Tom's River, maybe Mike can tell me, because I moved away when I was 12, so I don't remember, 13. But, you know, so I'm getting picked on a daily basis, and there's A through G wing, and the entire A wing, it became an event where every day they'd say, oh, let's stand around and watch Mark get beat up by John and Rich. And, I mean, seriously, it was like, I didn't even fight back. I just got beat up. I just sat there and I tried to protect myself. And the only person that stuck up for me, the only person that would fight on my behalf when I wouldn't even fight, was Mike Green. And I would be up against the locker and I'd be feeling these guys just punching me, pounding me, throwing me up. And I see everybody else is laughing. Look at Mark getting beat up. It was a thing. Let's watch Mark get beat up. And through the crowd, I'm getting slammed against lockers, punched, and through the crowd, I could see like people just getting thrown aside. I'm like, what's going on? What's coming? It's a freight train coming through the crowd. It's Mike Green, throws his backpack aside, he grabs John Bruno, he throws him out, he grabs Rich, he throws him out, he starts punching this guy, he's grabbing that guy, he's throwing him on the ground, and I'm standing there and I'm watching, and I'm not doing anything because I'm terrified for my life, and Mike is fighting two guys, two people on my behalf. And this is why I look back now, doing Real Talk through 334 days in a row, and I think to myself, I didn't have anyone to fight for me, anybody to protect me, because I couldn't protect myself. I was afraid to fight. But I had a superhero. I had my own personal superhero as my friend. My friend. And I believe at every stage of your life, you have people in your life that are there to protect you from the worst, from the evils of this world. But you need to find them and let them protect you. I look back and I thank Mike to this day just for being there for me when I didn't know what to do, guys. And here's the crazy thing about this. I'd get on the bus at the end of the day, 3 o'clock. And I'd have from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock the next morning to try to forget about it, to try to live a normal life. I didn't have to see them. I didn't have to question whether or not they were going to be around the corner. I had that time to myself. But what do we do now with the internet and our children? And say my son is getting picked on and bullied by someone like John Bruno and Rich, whatever his name was. What is he going to do now? When all day, every day, he's not only seeing them at school, but then he's getting bullied by them online. And he's seeing comments that they make about him online, and everyone's laughing, LOL! It's a scary world we live in. And the scariest thing is how abusive people are with their emotions, how they just take advantage of the fact that they can manipulate. Yeah, we know you can do it, but why? Yeah, we know you have a power that you can manipulate people. Yeah, that's a human thing. I get it. But why? When it feels so much better to make people feel good and to do something and see someone smile because of your efforts, because of your actions. So why manipulate? Why not just lead with truth and light and let people find something great and then feel what that's like for you? Feel what that's like for you, not for them. See them thrive, see them happy, but see how you feel because you helped. See how you feel. This is how I live my life now. I get up and I give of myself all day, every day. You know, I was doing it for real estate for 10 years, yeah. Giving all of my time. Doing everything I can for my clients. but this is more rewarding. I'm still doing that. The moments we get into here, all these things are just driving me, but Mike, thanks, brother. Thank you for protecting me in seventh grade. You know, and I'm thankful because I did move away, because it could have continued. It could have continued. And I always looked back because I said, you know, I had this relationship with the coaches back in New Jersey as a baseball player. And I moved to Connecticut and I come as a nobody. So I have to go and I have to prove myself. But looking back now, I didn't hit puberty until senior year. So I think maybe I was just judging the situation wrong. You could have as much talent as you want, but if you're not a man yet, and that's all men on the field, you're at a disadvantage. That's why I threw knuckleballs and curveballs, sliders, and my fastball was only like 63, because I wasn't a man yet. And my knuckleball was nasty. Anybody who plays with me, shout out. How was my knuckleball? And I just, that's it, guys. My knuckleball. I'm going to leave on the knuckleball. I'll tell you what. I coached my son the last couple years here. This last season, this is weird. Maybe it's because I'm getting old. I'm feeling like I'm getting old. Actually, no, I'm not, but just this arm is. So I pitched to the kids during the fall, and I didn't warm up. I just went out there and threw like 55 for them. And when you don't warm up and you go out there and just throw like 55 miles an hour, that's not smart. And I really hurt my arm. So since then, like, I can't bring my arm past here. I think I tore, so I don't know what I did, but it's bad. And I'm trying to do some, like, I don't know. I'll tell you something kind of crazy. Because no one's on anywhere right now, so this is fine. I can say this. Something kind of crazy that you'd like to know here. There's something interesting about energy. Something I'm starting to understand more and more in my 335 days as of tomorrow, 334 tonight. But energy can heal. Now, I don't believe it could heal all things. Maybe if someone truly harnesses it. But in general, I think that light ailments, headaches, sore shoulders, those types of things, can be healed with energy healing. And I've been doing stuff like that since I started the show. It's not a recent thing because I did it in college as well. In college, it's kind of funny. I used to read tarot cards for my friends. I'd take away their headaches. And all these things were kind of taught to me back in college. And the tarot card thing, I think, is kind of a silly thing. I'll tell you why. I was just reading people. I remember that. I'd take these cards out and I'd flip them over and I'd be looking at somebody and it's almost like real talk. Like the first things I would think, I would just say, and that was it. And they would always be like, oh my goodness. And I'd be like, I just said whatever my intuition was telling me to say, which means I was reading you in a way. I don't know. Maybe not. But the taking the headaches thing, I never really could understand what that is. I just ask for it to be taken by God, you know, or whoever you want to call him, Allah, I don't care. It's the same thing, same person, same spirit. But ask them to take it. The universe would ask them to take it away. And then you have to wash your hands afterwards so it doesn't come to you. And I've been doing that. And I'm wondering if maybe that's why the arm has been messed up. Because I do it and then I wash. But maybe it's starting to come to me because I'm doing it a lot. Anyway, I'm talking kind of crazy right now. But listen, it's real talk. I'm exploring every option. I'm not afraid to explore what energy is and the possibilities of healing with energy. And it shouldn't be something that's weird to talk about. If anything, we should say, good, I'm glad you're exploring what's possible, Mark. Because we don't know. We really don't know. And I think that's it for today, guys. I will see you tomorrow on the next Real Talk. Be day 335 in a row. We are close to the end of our first year of Real Talk. Any topics, let me know. Maybe live from the studio, but most likely live again tomorrow night on the Beat Seat. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. a great night.